It's time for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Yeah, back to the movies. I did, needless to say, go back to the movies again last night. And my movie theater of choice is the downtown one, to the Maison de Cinema downtown. And they have generally a wide variety of movies to choose from. This week, I opted again to avoid Freakier Friday. And I'm starting to think maybe that was a mistake. I think maybe I need to stop avoiding Freakier Friday and just bite the bullet and go see it. And it probably is quite entertaining. The Freaky Friday, the original, which goes back 20 years, was actually quite a fun film. So I thought, well, I just don't want to see this one because it's the same old, same old. And avoiding that and seeing other things. And this week, the movie we saw was called, of all things, Honey Don't. I guess that's a play on words for honey do. I'm not sure. But this one is Honey Don't. And it has a very, very good cast, actually. We have fine young actress who's really making lots of inroads in film. And her name is Margaret Qualley. She's been in like probably more things than I can actually count, but this I thought, well, this is good. So I have enjoyed her performances. And what I didn't do was a little preparation to go and see the movie, which is to read about it. As it turns out, it's been getting kind of miserable reviews. The site that I typically look at, the Rotten Tomatoes, which gives you a percentage of approval from critics and percentage of approval from audiences, and sometimes they're widely different from each other. But in this case, both regular audiences and critics were thinking, yeah, no, not so good. 45%, 43%. Went back and I said, why so low? And I watched the movie and discovered it was so low because the movie really didn't hang together terribly well. And I thought, this is a shame because Ethan Coen, who is one of my favorite filmmakers, he and his brother Joel have done some really, really terrific movies. And this was just not one of them. He was not working with his brother. He was working with his wife on this one. And it turns out that it is a film which is a follow-up to a movie that they made last year called Drive Away Dolls, which frankly I had never heard of, but other people said, oh, this looks like a kind of a follow-up to Drive Away Dolls. And apparently that's exactly what it is. Not only that, but it's part of a series of three. So there were the Honey Don't, which we saw last night, Drive Away Dolls, which I haven't seen yet, and then there will be yet another one from Ethan Coen and his wife. There is just so little that I can say that's good about this movie, apart from the performances by Margaret Qualley and her co-stars, Chris Evans, who actually is excellent. He is he plays someone who's a showboat minister for one of the big churches, and this is all in Bakersfield, California, where everything is dry and dusty. Except him. He's something else. And there's lots and lots of murder and corruption and killing and a fair bit of lesbian sex. And I have a feeling that some of the people who went to see this movie, that's what they liked. They liked the lesbian sex part. But I thought, well, that's an interesting feature of the movie, but it's not something that I would pin my feelings about the movie on. So the Aubrey Plaza, who is another female lead, along with Margaret Qualley, the two women do well together. They are both, quite honestly, very, very good young actresses and believable. What's not believable was anything about the story and nothing about how the story unfolded. It was like, what is going on here? This is just not holding my interest kind of at all. And when, by the time the movie ended, it was really a mess. Lots of people had been killed, which was to be expected, but there were also just lots of unanswered questions about what on earth is going on in this film. So all this to say, it was a mistake to not see a different movie. I should have read about this one to determine whether it was one that might have held my attention, which it didn't. And that yes, there was at least one other movie playing at the time that probably I would have enjoyed more and gotten more out of, and that would be the Freakier Friday. So having said that, I can mention that coming up, I believe this coming week, there is a remake of a movie from 1989 called The War of the Roses with the amazing Kathleen Turner, and his name is escaping me for a second. And it's just called now The Roses, with Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch, who are also super fine actors. And they play a couple who are very successful and handsome young couple who end up nearly killing each other. So I won't go into great detail about that, just to say that the original, The War of the Roses, was a complete hoot. I've seen it at least once or twice on TV. And now that they've got a new version out, this is something that I will absolutely make a point of going to see next week. So I still may never get to see Freakier Friday, just because there will be other things that I really should see. Anyway, Michael Douglas, by the way, is the co-star of the original movie, The War of the Roses. So he and Kathleen Turner really play off each other so well, and I have a feeling that Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch are going to do the same thing in this new version. But we won't know until the movie opens and the reviews come out. So next time, I will have something to say about The Roses. So I guess that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a great week.
Yeah, thanks. You too.